Beautiful day. There's something about a summer's day always brings out the philosopher in me.
Seem to have missed out on lunch somehow.
Watson, look down there.
Clapham Junction.
Look at those clumps of buildings rising like brick islands in a lead-coloured sea.
The board schools.
Oh, lighthouses, my boy. Beacons of the future. Capsules with hundreds of bright little seeds in each, out of which will grow a wiser and better England. I suppose the man Phelps does not drink.
No, I doubt him. So do I.
Yes. The hunt is on, Watson.
Well, my practice...
Thus spoke a respectable married man. Well, if you think your cases are more interesting than mine...
I was about to say, my practice can get along very well for a few days. Slack time of year.
Oh. Ah. Well, excellent, then. We shall pull together.
You said you had some clues.
Yes. This is not a purposeless crime. Who is it that profits from it?
Well, the Russians, the French, and whoever might sell the treaty to them.
And then there's Lord Holdhurst.
Him?
Politics.
Murky business, Watson.
Meanwhile, what do you think of this?
£10 reward. Cab, which dropped a fare at the door of the Foreign Office in Charles Street. 9:45 in the evening of May the 23rd. Apply 221B Baker Street. I was wondering about that.
Great minds think alike, so we reason. If the thief came from outside on so wet a night, yet left no muddy or damp marks upon linoleum examined within a few minutes of his passing...
It is more than probable he came in a cab.
That's a safe deduction. One of the clues I spoke of. Then there's the bell. Why did the thief ring? Bravado? Was someone else there who wished to prevent the crime? Was it an accident? Or was it? Was it?
He sank back into a state of intense and silent thought. We soon reached the terminus, and after a very hasty luncheon, Holmes wired the evening papers with the advertisement, and then we pushed on to Scotland Yard.
I've heard of your methods before now, Mr. Holmes, and I'm not sure I approve of them.
Your approbation, Inspector Forbes, makes no difference to me one way or the other. But if you wish this investigation to go further, you will work with me and not against.
Well, to be truthful, I certainly have no credit from the case so far.
What steps have you taken?
Tangi, the commissionaire, has been shadowed these 9 weeks, no results. He's been off work the last 2 days, a summer chill, according to the daughter.
His record in guards?
Left with good character, but she, now I fancy she knows something of this. She's hiding something.
What explanation did she give of answering when Phelps rang for coffee?
Her father was tired, she wished to relieve him.
That's why she hurried away that night.
Later than usual, wanted to get home.
But she arrived after you.
A difference between a bus and a hansom, she said.
Why did she run into the back kitchen?
Because she had the money there with which to pay the brokers.
Seems to have an answer for everything. She could, of course, merely have let someone in through the side door in Charles Street. Have you formed any theory of why the bell was rung?
No, I must confess, it beats me always.
Yeah, it seems a queer thing to do, was it not? Well, thank you for your help, Inspector.
Where are you off to now?
We may take a little trip to Brixton eventually, but first, we are going to interview with a possible future Premier of England.
Ah, my unfortunate nephew. I fear the incident must have a very prejudicial effect on his career.
If the treaty reached, let us say, the French or Russian Foreign Office, you'd expect to hear of it, I presume.
I most certainly should.
10 weeks have elapsed, and yet for some reason the treaty has not fallen into their hands.
Well, I can't suppose the thief took it to frame it and hang it up.
Perhaps he's waiting for a better price. Or perhaps the thief has had a sudden illness.
Like an attack of brain fever, for example?
Are you sure you don't want your sleeping draught, Percy?
I can do without it, I think.
And I may release the nurse for tonight?
Most certainly. I shall need no companion, except for Morpheus.
Morpheus?
Yes. I shall sleep in the arms of Morpheus.
Oh, you must be getting better. You're talking like a Cambridge man again.
Good night, Annie.
Shush, Dad. It'll be all right.